You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yay! Yay, yay! Here we are. Are you whispering? Nope. I can't hear you over the music.
Well, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, maybe that was my fault. I had the music too loud.
Yeah.
So Jody's here. Thank God. Thank God for her.
Yeah. Thank God for me.
And today is a special day because for the first time we're being videoed. Filmed. Is it filmed or videoed? What do we say? Mr. Todd, the official... Ace's documentarian is what we call him because he follows Ace around with the camera everywhere he goes. Is filmed. We say filmed.
Whatever, all right. So
if you're only listening to this in the podcast, make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is Ace and TJ YouTube channel, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you find that.
The Ace and TJ show.
Mr. Todd says the Ace and TJ show. So today we got Jody not wearing workout clothes.
I mean, it's special. I fixed my hair. I got showered.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I'm usually workout clothes, pajamas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's quite a life you live.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you go listen to everybody else's podcast, even though they are not as good.
Oh.
That.
You're so rude.
Tuesday is Nerd News with Rob, and then there's that Alexis thing, which is In the Loop with Alexis, the Ace is Large podcast, Dating with Sarah, what is that called? Why I'm Single by Sarah, and Riggins and the Hangover. Oh, and Share Funny. Make sure you get that.
Share Funny's every day, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Every day. And so you could just load up on all kinds of Ace and TJ radio family stuff and use it on your road trips or whatever you need to do. And now you can see some stuff on our YouTube channel, and it's not just Ace. There's actually those daily videos. Do they go up on there too? So you can see daily videos from the Ace and TJ show. But there is a lot of Ace.
But you don't like being filmed. That's part of the problem.
I hate it.
Okay,
well then let it go.
Well,
there's no problem. There's no problem.
I mean,
I'm not saying there's a problem.
If you want
Mr. Todd has worked with us since, you know, first, you know, started in Charlotte, North Carolina 28 years ago or whatever
years
it was.
Ago, yeah.
And the whole time, he's always had a fascination with Ace, and it still goes on to this day, even though
we're all older. Ace doesn't go.
It's not just because of the camera. It's always been, even before Todd ever picked up a camera, when he was just doing audio stuff.
Yeah, well, maybe Ace is.
It's
nicer.
A long thing that Todd. It's an inside thing Todd and I have with each other.
So. Oh, okay.
That's sure. All it is. Big and gray. As usual, you got to jump in, try to control something you don't know anything
about. I'm not controlling anything.
Oh, my God. You called it a problem, and you're trying to say that's the problem. There's no problem. All right. So we'll get started with this edition of TJ and Jody's House coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, here we go. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Jody is... freshly glowing today because she had a big hard day yesterday.
Oh gosh, I knew that was coming up.
Tell everybody what you did yesterday with your day. It was Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Okay, a regular Tuesday for Jody.
It's not a regular Tuesday.
But it was an average Tuesday.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I went and worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home and got dressed to go to one of my friend's houses that has a pool and hung out at the pool till about 5. That was my day. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. And
what's wrong with
how
that?
How many people were there?
5 of us.
Okay, so you had a pool party yesterday. You went to a pool party.
That's a party.
On Tuesday. 5 people at a pool? Yeah, that's
okay,
a pool party.
Okay, all right. Or a get-together, yeah.
Why is it not a pool party?
It's not a party.
How many people does it take to be a party?
20 or more.
No, it does
not. It does to me.
No.
Yeah. It's a party to you because you like one person. So 5 is a lot. I get it. It's okay. You can think it's a party.
No, it is a party. You ask anybody.
It's not a party.
Todd, if 5 people get together, is that a party? A pool party?
A party.
On a Tuesday? Yeah, see, it is.
I would say it needs to be 10.
10?
10. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, and then something, you talk about how I only want it to be one person at a party or whatever. You came in from that get-together yesterday with, you know, asking me about getting together with them and their husbands, and I said, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
But you approached it like you were asking me if it would be okay if I went and jumped off a roof or something. Mm-hmm. It was like you didn't even want to ask me about it.
And why wouldn't I want to ask you that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why were you so apprehensive?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Just tell it.
Because usually I'm greeted with, when I ask that, you say, who's all going to be there? How many people? How long? I may have to go through the whole thing, and it's just not worth dealing with. So most of the time, I just say, we're not available.
Yeah, which is, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because I am not available for things.
I know.
I went to a thing with one of your friends and her husband.
Yeah, I know.
The other night.
I know.
And I was great in that situation.
You didn't look at your watch at all?
No. Not until the end. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm thinking these people would probably like for us to leave.
Yeah.
We've been here, you know, forever. Uh-huh. We got there like 1 in the afternoon, and then we left at 11
or 6.
At night.
Mr. Dramatic.
It was early.
6.
It was early.
Anyway.
And then it was 11:30 by the time we left.
It was not 11:30 by the time we left. It was a little after 11.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
I don't care.
So you had a big pool party yesterday.
Yes, I had a big pool party.
And then
party.
You committed me to go to some sort of another party with them and their husbands.
I didn't commit you.
I don't even know these people.
You do know every one of them.
How? How well do I know them? If I saw them, would I say, hey, that's, and then know their names?
No, you would go, you'd wave, and then you'd be like, don't I know them? And then most of the time I go, no.
Oh, yeah, I do that a lot.
No, you don't know them.
I see people all the time, and I'll go, hey, how you doing? Because they're looking at me, because I'm famous. I'm so damn famous.
Oh, stop with that.
So they look at me, and they're like, oh, look at that. And so then I think, well, I must know this person the way they're looking at me, because I forget I'm famous. I forget how famous I am. And then I'll say, hey, how you doing? You know, like that, the Southern man nod. So hey, weird. How you getting along there? Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Hey.
And I say, how do I know them? You don't.
Okay. Don't, you weirdo.
Well, why don't they just come over and introduce themselves or something instead of just, you know, I'm just a friendly person.
Nobody's looking you
at
you.
You act like I'm not a friendly person. I'm very friendly.
You are not.
I'm over the top friendly.
All right.
I'm like, hey there, buddy. How you doing?
Uh-huh. To strangers. Not even some people right. Even know.
Yeah, because strangers aren't going to expect anything out of you.
Oh, gosh. Nobody expects anything out of you.
You expect me to go to another dinner party?
No, I really don't. I'm fine to go alone.
No,
and
you
say you're
that.
Sick.
You say that, but
you're
then.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
But you are sick.
No, I had fun at that one that you dragged me to the other night.
You're welcome.
No, I'm just kidding. I know.
They're nice people.
Yeah, I know Jill listens to the podcast. Yeah. So I'm just messing around.
Yeah, she's nice.
I'm just playing. And her husband, Dan, was very, very cool
or
as
Dale.
Well.
Or Dale.
Oh, it was Dale. I'm sorry. Dale.
Gosh. I swear.
Well, they're both very nice people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Move on. Please.
So what is the next thing we're doing with the whole bunch of them? It'd be 10 people, right? Including us? 10 mm-hmm. people?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Okay.
They just
testing the waters.
Yeah.
Y'all out there, you know, drunk on...
We weren't drunk.
On ranch water.
We weren't drunk at all. We didn't have ranch water.
Drunk on ranch water and froze in the middle of
Tuesday
afternoon. We say, hey, let's plan something for our husbands.
Yeah, no, we did not.
And let's have a shower, a baby shower or something for our husbands to have to come to.
Oh, my God. You're so difficult.
Oh, I'll be the head of that party. You know that.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
You know I will be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Were you wearing one of your 137 new swimsuits yesterday?
No, I was wearing one of my 4.
Well, and every time I look up, you got a new bathing suit on, and I'm like, where is this one coming from now?
Yeah, it's not a new every time you look up. You're not paying attention then if you think that.
Mm-hmm. Are you mixing and matching?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's probably what it
right.
is.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, how many bathing suits do you have?
A scant few.
You are a liar. You have at least 10.
Jody.
What?
But not all of them fit comfortably.
Well, that's not my fault.
Hey, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. When we go on vacation and we go to the beach, I have to take one size swimsuit for the beginning of the week and one for the end of the week.
That's sick.
That's how much weight I gain.
Yeah, that's sick.
Because I gain weight that fast, retain water that much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy how that works.
Yes, it
but it's not that I'm sitting around stuffing myself.
No,
full of crap
or drinking, you know, 5,000 beers.
I do drink a lot of the beers, but I don't eat a whole lot on vacation anymore. I'd rather be drinking beer.
Okay.
I mean, I used to just, you know, nothing but chips and all nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just the beer. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I have a little problem with water retention.
Yeah.
I'm retaining about 115 extra pounds of water right now.
So what do you have, like 4 sizes of swimsuits?
Yeah. You know how when Luther Vandross was alive, and he would come on to the Oprah show and he'd talk about his different closets because he'd lose weight.
I don't know that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, because okay. Luther Vandross, the singer, would go from being really big to really small. And in the middle, he had all these different sizes of wardrobe. That's what I have with swimsuits.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why you have so many.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I have 4.
Because, you know, I got in this, got my new beach chair for Father's Day.
I do know.
And it is the Cadillac of beach chairs. Mm-hmm. It's got pads for my back, for my head. It's got mm-hmm. a little pillow. You know, lay it all the way out and so I can lie on my stomach if I wanted to, which is not really a good look for a man. You know, I appreciate that little aspect of it. But, you know, it shows a woman lying on it with a book underneath her reading it through the hole like on a massage table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it has like a recliner thing, like a... for your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's better than any plane seat I've ever had.
Yeah.
Any airline seat.
Glad you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I work hard as a father. I deserve it.
You do. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. I needed a new swimsuit, though, in addition to that.
Oh, my gosh. No, you did not.
I can't even imagine repeating a swimsuit on a vacation when you're only there a week. Because you're seeing basically the same people every day out
there.
Who
cares?
Oh, my God.
Nobody's looking at you.
Oh, my God. Girl.
Nobody's paying attention to you.
I can't even. Ugh.
Uh-huh.
Might as well use Cool Whip instead of making your own whipped cream. That's how tacky that is.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No, nobody's looking at you. Nobody's paying attention to you.
Yeah, everybody is. But anyway, when is this other party going to take place?
I don't know. You keep asking me that. I don't know. When I know, I'll let you know.
Well, what did y'all talk about? What did you say?
It was literally thrown out for 2 seconds. Would we be interested in doing it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then that was it.
Because they obviously would love to hang out with me.
Nobody said that.
You know, that's what they're thinking.
Nobody said that.
And that's why, you know, I get that pressure to always have to be funny and all this stuff. Because I know people expect that from me.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame them. Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would expect that from me.
Well, I don't expect it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
I brought in some news stuff. You know how we've done that before?
Mm-hmm.
News items.
You know, yep.
You know how we do? Try to do like a real radio show?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go over this?
I guess.
You want to hear these things?
Yeah. Don't get mad if I'm looking at my phone or my watch. Okay. But yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a 48-year-old married mother
mm-hmm.
who claims that she makes $4,200 a month. And she's not doing a sex stuff on, you know, like on the OnlyFans or anything like that.
Yeah.
People pay her to watch and hear her pass gas. Men pay
what
her.
What in the world?
I know. And it says she even follows a special diet to help her performance. So she eats things that are going to give her gas so she can, you know, perform for these fellas online. How much is that? $4,200 a month. That's a pretty good salary, isn't it?
Yes, but men truly have. Men have the weirdest obsessions. That's one.
Yeah.
That is sickening.
Come on, you're being a little judgy.
That is so gross. But $4,200 for that?
I know. So. We're going to Taco Bell for lunch.
You'd be
you're going to tank up.
You'd be a millionaire if women had a thing with that.
No.
We would be. That's what we're going to do.
You're getting roll up.
That is so gross.
You're getting beans and asparagus. Asparagus doesn't give you gas. It makes your pee stink or something. Is it broccoli that gets, does broccoli give people gas?
Can't
whatever the gas foods are, you're about to start.
No, I'm not. That is sick.
Know, that's changing your diet. Because $4,200 a month, and I didn't even see her, but she probably isn't even as pretty as you, so you could make more than that.
No, you are.
We call it
Jody. I don't like that story. Yeah. Can we find a new one?
Jody.com/pull my finger.
Gross. No.
I did see something online the other day that you would think is funny. You know, those thermo cameras that are heat-seeking cameras, and they show people's body temperature and everything. Like, it'll glow red or blue or stuff like that. If they're, like, say there's a manhunt or something, the police use it to find people.
Yeah.
Somebody had one of those on the street,
mm-hmm.
and you can see when people pass gas, it just looks like a cloud, a fluorescent cloud that comes out of them. And it's like they're trying to sneak, like nobody would know, and then that camera sees and catches them doing that.
That is some weird stuff.
You would laugh at that, though.
I probably would.
You would laugh at that one.
I would. Yeah.
But well, $4,200 a month
good for her.
Just to be passing gas and on a camera? You don't even have to see the guys or be around them? They're, oh, please.
Good for her.
I'd be tricking you out.
Well, it's not going to happen.
I mean, it'd be like, you'd be, Jody's fart cam would be, that would be the title sponsor of every podcast in the Ace and TJ family.
Nope.
No. I would have you on the Today Show.
I swear.
We would be just wall to wall. Your brand would be all over the country, all over the world. You'd be like, we're on Colbert tonight. Doing so Jimmy weird. Fallon, the Tonight Show tomorrow night.
No. But, I mean, good for her. That is a lot of money. Just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, don't say I'm not trying to build up your career as a as a celebrity. You know, okay. you're in show business now, so either you want it or you don't, Jody.
How am I in show business?
This is show business. It's the business we call show.
Oh, all right.
2/3 of couples say they started out as friends and then became couples.
Not us.
You had a hankering. You had a hunger. You said, look at that guy in those Levi's silver tab jeans. I got to get him.
Mm-hmm. With his dangling cross earring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was dangling.
Oh, God.
But you know what I think that is?
What?
I think that's just what, when women are surveyed about that, they say, oh, we've been friends for years before we started dating, because they're trying to come up with, they're ashamed that they slept with the guy so fast, that they made the relations with him so fast. So they'll say, well, I mean, I know we just started dating, but we've been friends for years, where they could have met 5 years ago and then they meet again and they start dating and then she has sex with him right away.
Did that say anything about sex?
So then she just doesn't want to seem like she's easy.
Where did anything in that say sex?
I know these things.
No, you don't.
I'm telling you. It happens all the time. Because you don't want to be like, oh, well, y'all sure, you know, jumped into bed really fast. It's like, well, we've been friends for years, even though you met a long time ago and then you just hooked up. Because women will say stuff like that because it's not right that they get judged. Y'all get judged so quickly all the time. But that's why. They're not. I bet these people who said that weren't really friends with the person. They just had met them, and then they slept together really fast.
All right, now you're just making up your own story.
No, because I know these things. I know everything there is to know about women.
Okay. Oh God, I hate when you say that.
It's so true, though.
Okay. I mean, you know a good bit, but you don't know everything.
And I've observed enough to know that that's probably a lot of the answers that these people gave, because I've seen it happen. They go, oh, well, yeah, I guess I did, you know, jump in bed with him.
Nobody says jump in bed, you freak.
Well, I'm trying to keep it clean.
Nobody says it.
Yeah, I did, you know.
They say we're in a relationship. Yeah, I guess we did get in a relationship early, but that doesn't say jump in bed.
No, I'm saying, though, that they say, he spent the night, but it's not because, you know, we've known each other for years, so it's like we've already been through the dating process. Oh, you met one time because he was a friend of your boyfriend, and you haven't seen him in 5 years. You saw him, and then y'all had the relations.
All right. You just come up with all kinds of stories.
I'm just saying women will say anything to keep people from judging them as being easy.
Probably, yeah.
And I said that it's bad that they have to be so so paranoid about that.
I don't think so much anymore.
You think women are proud to be whores?
I mean, I'm just saying
that y'all are just a bunch of proud whores. You're whores and you're proud of it.
I don't think they care to hide it.
No.
As much as they used to. Young people.
No.
They don't.
Maybe not.
It's not a problem anymore, I don't think. I don't think they're frowned upon for that.
You don't?
No.
I frown upon them.
Well, you're old. That's why. Young people don't.
No. I'm not that old.
You're pretty old.
I'm still, Hey, my best friend is married to a 29-year-old, so that makes me not so old.
That has nothing to do with you.
I've got youth around me.
Okay.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have a young career. Like my career keeps me young. So therefore, I know I know about things like OnlyFans and TikTok and tweeters.
Tweeters.
Things like that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
I know, because you are old and you're old.
I am old.
You don't have a young career to keep you young like I do.
Yeah, I don't care about TikTok.
Oh, speaking of that, speaking of staying young, those Tebow supplements that you've been giving me?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't think they're working. How long does that take to get in your system?
Okay, you've taken them for 3 days.
Well, I'm still tired.
I give up on
that. Tim Tebow has some kind of a supplement and all that. And Jody's been feeding them to me.
Yeah. I mean, if Tim Tebow says it.
Oh, I know.
If Tim Tebow told me to go eat a plant outside, I would be, okay. I mean, he's sweet. Yeah. He's a good person.
He is so sweet. How much does a bottle of those Tim Tebow capsules cost?
Well, those were free because somebody gave them to me. But I think I looked and they're like maybe $18. They're less than $20.
Who's walking around giving out Tim Tebow pills?
A friend of mine.
Who?
None of your business.
What kind of friend?
Don't worry about it. I got them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I do.
Yeah, Tim Tebow, pill pusher.
He's not. It's not his.
He endorses.
He endorses it. Yeah, him and his wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is one of your friends in some kind of pyramid scheme?
No.
Kind of selling vitamins and
no,
stuff.
No, it's not that at all.
No.
It's none of your business. You where do I got fall it. For just take kind, the you pills. Fall for
that
hush.
Kind of stuff. You fall for that kind of stuff.
Just take the medicine. And hope that it helps you.
And what is it supposed to help me do?
I mean, it's just good for everything. It's good for your immune system. It's good for your skin. It's supposed to give you energy, but Lord knows, I don't know about that for you. But the other stuff would be good.
So my lack of energy is really the thing that I need to be focused on.
Kinda.
Mm-hmm. Because I've got antibodies. From COVID, so my immune system is huge right now.
But the energy levels.
I kicked COVID's ass.
The energy level, we gotta.
What are you talking about?
Just give you more energy so that you're not so tired all the time. I know you work hard. I know the time you go to work.
I know, but what I'm saying is what I was going to ask. Is it because you're wanting to do stuff with me that I'm too tired to do? Is my lack of energy hampering your life, or are you genuinely concerned for my well-being?
I'm genuinely concerned that you are as tired as you are.
Listening or watching this right now believes that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Guarantee they do.
Nobody listening or watching right now believes you love me in any way.
Oh, my God. They know I do because I put up with you every single day.
Yeah.
They know that. So they know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it sounds like you're the doting wife.
Yeah.
You just smothering me with affection and
yes.
Oh my God, give it a rest. It's too much. Back off. Let me breathe. Oh, too much love. Uh-huh. Too much love.
Uh-huh. I mean, I do think that I am concerned with that.
My mama was right.
About what?
She said. Richie, that's my real name. Richie, that girl doesn't give two hoots about you. That's what
she
said.
And you are a liar.
That's exactly what now, she said.
Let's,
she said, don't do it. Don't marry her.
Your mama doesn't even call you anymore. She calls me.
Yeah, you don't want to know what she calls you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut up, Todd.
We got to take a break now.
We don't need you in here feeding the...
We need to go to commercial.
Don't shush me.
We can't talk in this. Okay.
Hey.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, this is always my favorite part of the podcast when we do it. This part, because it's the last segment.
Me too. Get this, I'm with you on that.
Get over this and get on with my day.
Get on. What are you going to do today?
I'm gonna do some exercising.
Where?
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to exercise my rights to take a nap. That's what I'm going to do.
I know.
No, I'm not taking a nap today until later. Because today is Wednesday on the day that we're recording this. And so we usually record on Thursdays, but we got a big day tomorrow. We're going to our son's college that he's going to be attending in the fall. And we're going to look around and do some stuff. So that's why Mr. Todd, the video guy, is with us today. And then he had to reschedule Ace's videoing. Filming thing for tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
So he's going to be in trouble. So I wanted to, you know, take these last moments, Jody, to tell you what you mean to me.
Oh God. Oh my God.
No, I wanted to, cause we recorded the one that played last week. We recorded a long time ago before we went on vacation.
Right.
So it's been a while since we've been in here doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about how you criticized the way Aiden, our son, boy, and I packed the car to go on vacation. Because Jody and Lainey, our daughter, went a day before we went, because, you know, Jody always manages to work an extra day or two of vacation into the deal.
That.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just resetting. Mm-hmm. So boy and I had to load up all the stuff for the car for the week and then go the next day.
Right.
And when we got there.
Yeah.
What was the big deal about how we had packed the car?
Because you opened the back and it looked like an episode of Hoarders. You literally, like, I think you just threw everything, and where it landed is where it went, and stuff was falling out as you opened the thing.
No, it was not.
It was too.
And
then you added a coat, a winter coat, and a hat in there that he got.
Mm-hmm. Because I had to work on the first day of vacation. Uh-huh. I went and did an appearance for the clothing company, Mountain Khakis.
I know you had to work.
And then the guy that was running it gave Aiden a new coat, a Mountain Khakis coat.
Which was so nice.
And we threw that in the back of the car. But all we did was say, we got all of this room to use to pack because it's just the two of us. Let's just put it in there.
No organization. No.
So what?
No anything. It was like, if this is a beach chair, throw it. If this is food, throw it. Oh, another beach chair, throw that on top of the food.
What does it matter? All we were going to do is get there and just unload all of it. Right into the condo.
It was awful. Awful. Mm.
You just have to criticize about something. You always just have to be critical.
I just have to be organized.
My babies and me. You have no idea what it's like living with you.
Really? Well, I can find somewhere to go, and then y'all don't have to worry about it.
I know. That's all you do is find another place to go.
And you complain about that. You're always complaining.
Think anybody that would look at a car the way it's packed when you had nothing, you weren't even in the car, mm-hmm. you weren't even going to have to unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
We would have done all of that.
Listen, I didn't
just
say
the
much
fact
except
that you had to look at it and then cause a big stink about it because you had to look at it.
What did I say? What was the big stink?
You almost hyperventilated.
Yeah.
Just the way you packed it. Why would you do? Why is it? Why is that? Why?
I did. So. That's not a big stink.
No, you caused a scene in
just
front of our
friends.
Just call
me heart palpitations, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in front of who?
In front of our friends.
Well, you should be embarrassed that you packed that way.
It's not like I threw a bunch of turds in there.
You would have if they'd been there. He had them. He would have thrown them on top.
A crap wagon pulling in there. You just, all I'm trying to point out to people and to you, I guess, as kind of a little intervention thing, is that
you need
to relax and chill.
I mean, I had that one episode of that, and I moved on. Yeah, it didn't hurt you.
We had to put something under your tongue.
No, you did not. You're such a weirdo.
You're about to have a heart attack. You had to give a nitroglycerin tablet in there and get you to calm down.
You're just trashy.
Because I
pack trashy. You live
trashy.
Because I put
the beach chairs in the wrong spot.
Didn't live with you.
Okay, well, we have to go.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.